Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
BT is out back on the fan, a very special guest in studio ahead of his return to the WWE. Saturday night's main event returns tomorrow night where it all began. Nassau Coliseum, NBC, 8 p.m. And Jesse the Body Ventura will be on the call. Jesse joins us in studio right now.
Yeah, and Jesse's got a name, too, that goes with it.
What's that?
Governor.
Governor? Is that how you like to be referred to?
Yeah.
Governor Jesse the Body Ventura? Yeah. Or Jesse the Mind Ventura?
Whatever, but no, you know why I like Governor?
Why is that?
Because whenever they refer to me as governor, it pisses off all Democrats and Republicans.
Well, just
because
so you know,
I beat them both at the same time.
Well, you beat everybody. And just so you know, this is a sports show, so we know right. The political stuff. And you were a sports talk show host, by the way, which I learned this week in doing some research at KFAN in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, in fact, I was doing that when I ran for governor and got suspended. Couldn't go on the air anymore. Because I was in the political arena now, so the FCC has those phony rules. So I and actually, the fun part about it, KFAN named me Employee of the Year that year.
What year was that exactly again? What year was that?
That would have been 98.
Oh, that was a tough year for the Vikings, right? NFC Championship game.
We were great that year. We came that one kick.
Yeah. Morton Anderson,
for sure.
Yeah, but let me tell you, that game was lost earlier.
Right before the half.
No. Let me tell you something. Okay. That 98 team lost one game during the regular season. That was to Tampa. Now, what I'm going to tell you, about 5-6 years earlier, we had the draft. And if they would have taken this guy, I believe the Vikings would have gone unbeaten and won the Super Bowl and tied Miami for an unbeaten year. You know what they blew it on?
Oh.
That 5 years earlier, I'm watching the draft, and the Vikings are picking number 11 in the draft, 11th pick.
Uh-huh.
And this guy fell because he had smoked pot.
Oh, Sapp.
Warren Sapp was on the board.
Yeah.
We could have taken him. Yeah. And you know who our two defensive tackles would have been in 98?
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Warren Sapp and John Randall.
Yeah, Randall.
Both. Oh, who would you double team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd have to double team them both.
It would be like Fuji and Saito back in the day doing a little double team on somebody, right?
Worse.
So, all right, so why are you back? I mean, it's kind of a great bookend for you in your personal life and career and all that stuff, but you've been out of it for a while with Vince running the thing. You had issues, which we'll get into, but why are you back returning for Saturday night's main event?
Well, give credit to my son. My son, he's kind of my agent now. I've gotten rid of all them, and I let my son handle my career now. And he knows what he's doing because he was Sean Penn's assistant for a number of years.
Okay.
And if you work with Sean Penn, believe me, you probably see it all.
Sure.
Oh, so he's got vast experience. With, you know, Sean's a great guy. But, my son traipsed around with Sean for a number of years. And so he's very good at it, and I just decided to keep it in house. I got rid of my agents, got rid of all that. I let my son handle me now. I channel everything to him.
He went to them or they came to you guys?
I don't know.
Well, he's on the other side. Give us a thumbs up. You went to them probably. Did you guys go to them? No, the other way around.
No.
Everybody got
you. It was a mutual,
I think. Fair enough.
It was something where my son always enjoyed my career in wrestling when he grew up, and I think he felt that, maybe there was an opening now because of all the changes that have occurred in the WWE or WWF, as I knew it. And they are much more susceptible now, and things worked out very well. I'm very pleased. The whole attitude there is different.
Mm.
I can tell that. And they all seem very focused on being successful. Which is exactly what I love, because my job is not to come in and get over. I'm already over.
Yes,
my job is to come in and make them as great as they can be.
I mean, listen.
And if I do that, then I'll make more money.
So, Jesse, the body's in studio. We're going. We're going to the event. Me and Sal and our producer, Hoff, we're all going. We got great seats. WWE hooked us up. And I got to tell you, and we are wrestling maniacs, especially old school.
That's what this is going to be.
I know. And we'll get into all that. We got you for a while. One of the things that I don't think you got enough credit for, and you had the flair, that you're jacked, the muscles, and the very unique look. I loved Piper's Pit. I loved the Snake Pit. Like, the flower shop with Adonis was weird, but it was interesting. The body shop with you, that's where people first got the sense. This guy on the microphone is pretty amazing. How much fun was that?
It was fun. I love to tell the one story about the body shop, and I'll tell it now. It's a great one. They had just sent a big tour of guys to Australia at the time. This is mid-80s.
Okay.
And they'd very successful. They went there, all sold out, hit about 12 cities in Australia, and they all come back, right? I, of course, was in the broadcast end now, so I ain't seeing any of this. And I'll never forget, I got the body shop. And I got the Killer Bees that night.
Oh, yeah, Brunzell.
Jumping Jimmy Brunzell and B. Brian Blair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They wore the striped trunks,
yes,
you know.
Yes,
they looked like bees, you know.
They did.
The Killer Bees. So I get the Killer Bees that night, and I'll never forget. Brian's standing there, and Blair's very fair-skinned. And so I thought to myself, I said, oh, the Killer Bees. I said, you just come back with a very successful tour of Australia. And yap, 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 and they talk. And I said, tell me something now. You guys were in Australia. Tell me the most important thing. Did you drop any pollen while you were there? I asked that on live TV. And you should have seen Brian Blair's face.
Oh, my God.
He didn't know what to say. What could he say?
He wasn't great on the mic. He was pretty athletic, but they weren't great on the mic. So he's probably like, what do I do
what
here?
What could he say?
Nothing.
I sit now. Well, how'd you guys do? Did you drop any pollen while you were there?
Where do you rank yourself amongst the great? BT mentioned Piper. We know about some of the recent guys, whether it's The Rock or Hogan, whoever's great. Austin on the mic.
Jake the Snake was great on the mic.
Where would you say Jesse the Body Ventura ranks?
One.
Over all those guys?
Yeah.
Were you the first one to really? Were you Piper?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we might have to challenge
better than Piper?
Challenge me all you want.
All right.
The only thing Piper had going was Piper's Pit.
Right. And he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was not good. He was great. I don't take nothing from Roddy. Roddy was phenomenal. We all were. But I'm on the mic. Roddy wasn't. Mm-hmm. Roddy did the pit. That's the only thing he did. I'm on the mic. I'm selling it all.
Yeah.
Plus doing the body shop. But then I quit that one. Quote, unquote, I got kicked up to the A-team.
Mm-hmm.
Which the A-team took me from Gorilla, which people loved being Monsoon.
You guys are the best.
Yep. Yeah, people say that today, that we're the best. But I got kicked upstairs, and I'll tell you this story. I went upstairs, which was Vince and Bruno at the time.
Not Patterson?
No, Bruno.
Okay.
So it's the three of us now. Well, they fire Bruno. I begged Vince not to do that. I said, don't fire Bruno. Jesse, we don't need him. All that stuff. Da, 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 da. I said, Vince, Bruno's my foil. And I said, not only that, he doesn't even know it. That's what makes it even better.
Yeah.
I hit him with shit. It goes right over his head. He don't even know it. And I said, it's great. And I'll give you the example. We're building up for WrestleMania.
Which one?
I don't know. Okay. One of the early ones. The first one, maybe. I don't remember.
Okay.
And I turned to Bruno on the mic, and I go, well, Bruno, I said, I heard you're taking the Hound to Mania. Bruno answers, the Hound? What's that? I said, the Greyhound bus. Now, what could be more of an insult, right? You're going to take the Greyhound bus
to WrestleMania?
Here's Bruno being not even trying to be a straight man. Bruno follows it with, well, Jesse, bus, train, or plane, all I know is I'm going to be there.
Oh, God.
And it was so bad. that it was good.
Yes.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
And that's why I went, Vince, don't lose Bruno.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I use him as a foil and he don't even know it.
He was your punching bag.
Uh-huh. Yes, and he doesn't even know it.
Did you enjoy being in the ring actually wrestling or the other stuff more?
In the end, I liked broadcasting because I didn't have to get suplexed. I didn't have to get body slammed. I didn't have to beat my body up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll tell you something. People can say what they want. At one point in my career, I wrestled 63 consecutive nights in a row.
Gee, how many different cities do you think that was over?
63.
That's crazy. And the schedule back then was insane.
You guys really could have used a union.
And you
wind them up.
That got a look, didn't it?
Wind them up. That's when Hogan ratted you out.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No.
Hogan.
This was the days when you drove to the... I'll give you an example. My first new car that I ever owned in my life was a 1975 Mercury Cougar. Nice looking car with that Landau top. And looked like a small down Lincoln.
I know the car. I saw him on my street when I was a kid. I know what you're talking about.
Yep. Good. Yep. First new car.
Yeah.
2 years later, thank goodness the odometers were only 5-digit.
Yeah.
2 years later, I traded that car in, and the guy says, is the mileage accurate? And I was truthful. I said, yeah. I just didn't tell them it had flipped over because they only had 5 digits then.
Who did you ride with the most? A couple of buddies that
I'll tell you that in a second.
Okay.
But I ended up with that car 2 years old, including carpooling, $128,000. So when I turned it in, it's showing 28. Perfect for a 2-year-old car. 14,000 miles a year.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you guys did that on the road like that.
But the good thing was they were all highway miles. So
exactly. No stop and go with the lights.
Yeah, no stop and go. But no, that was my first new car.
Mm-hmm.
128,000 miles later in 2 years. Then I also, the Kelly Springfield Company came out with tires, radials, 2 years unlimited mileage. I went through 3 sets.
Jeez.
And got them all free. I finally went in for the 3rd set, and the guy says, you again? And I said, yeah. I said, do you still got this? He said, no, they quit it. They said the only people buying it were pro wrestlers and traveling salesmen. Because the thing stated it was valid as long as it wasn't on a commercial vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are our private vehicles. Technically, they're not commercial.
Yep.
These guys today still hit the road, not quite as badly as maybe you guys had it back then, but how is the travel now?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I think now, and I'm just speculating, I think now they do 2 or 3 days and then they get 2 or 3 off.
Okay.
There's much more time downtime. Then, which is good.
And you think it's because of new, leadership without Vince being there?
Yep, I think that's part of it. I think it's also
less weekend shows. I'm being told as well.
Well, maybe I don't know that that would be them. I think it's also a case of them realizing the stress they're putting their talent under, and how the longevity, because the wrestling today, I believe you're going to have only half the lifetime.
More so than you guys?
Yeah.
These guys aren't doing steroids like your generation
that
did and inhaling cocaine.
I ain't talking about that. Okay, all of that. I ain't talking about that. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about actual in the ring. Because what's taking place? There were 2 styles of wrestling. There was the American style, which we all knew.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a style called Lucha Libre.
Channel 47. I remember Pedro Morales was from that. I remember that.
Down in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Guess who won? Lucha Libre. We all assumed our style would take over. Theirs has. With all the acrobatics, all the tumbling, all the aerial maneuvers. Way more.
Yeah.
We were more down on the mat.
Yeah.
We were more holds down on the mat. Today, it's all aerial stuff. So what you're going to see on Saturday night's main event is a throwback.
Nice.
That's why I'm back. They're not coming down the ramp with the lights.
Old school entrance.
They're coming in through the crowd.
Yes, let's
old
go.
Old school entrance.
I like it.
And well, obviously there's a demand or they wouldn't be doing it. They obviously have done their homework and said, there's it, because we're doing, I'm signed to do more than this one.
Right. You're going to do all just these, or you do more of the Saturday night main events, which are going to be quarterly,
I'm
right?
I'm signed right now to do all the Saturday night main events. If it turns out pay-per-views, well, we'll deal with them when they get there.
Yeah, Jess, I just want to go back to Jesse Ventura, the body, of course, with the CT and Salon Studio. We got you for a while, so we're going to jump in a little deeper on what to get on Saturday night. We'll have a little fun. We'll hit everything.
Yep.
But I got to go back to, as you're telling the story with the tires, like, I find it so amazing, and I watch these old shoots on YouTube with guys telling stories. Now, I know you were a military man, so I don't know what degree you partied to, but some of these guys were, I mean, it was just, you might not get to the next city, let alone what state you're like when you get there. Who were you riding with, and were you, like, just a massive, massive party guy?
No.
You were. Who'd you ride with?
Big John Studd.
Oh, I heard he was a nice guy. Really
Big,
nice.
Well, Big John and I, we had two things in common.
Okay.
We had wives, and we had children.
There you go.
And John always had a standard policy with me. He said to me, Jesse, if your son ever wants to go with, he is welcome.
Wow.
Nice. Nice.
Well, most of the boys, I'm assuming that was not the case.
No.
Right.
And I spent a lot of time with Big John Studd. There were multiple reasons. I didn't do nightlife. Neither did John. John, at the time, you'd fly, they had a great rate, $29.95 for Lincoln Town Cars. And if you're as big as John Studd, you got to have a Lincoln Town. So John would rent the Lincoln. I'd ride along, and Big John would sit in that Lincoln. And we'd go town to town.
Wow.
Whatever we'd know. I did a great deal of traveling with Big John Studd. And I think I can positively tell you guys it worked. And I'll tell you why. I've taken two oaths in my life. The first oath I took was to the Constitution of the United States of America, and I won't go into that, although I have comment on it today. My second oath was to my wife, and I can happily tell you too, next summer, my wife and I will celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Wow. I mean, that is awesome.
Well, I think I'm the record holder.
For wrestlers, you're saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I ran in.
I mean, in life, too, maybe.
No, not in life, but, but I ran in. I was at a thing a while back, and Arn Anderson was there. And Arn and them were talking, and it was an autograph deal. And I overheard Arn was kind of bragging that he felt him and his wife had the record. And they were at 38.
Hmm.
And I kind of moseyed over to Arn, and I said, well, Arn, you're at 38? He goes, yeah. I said, you're 10 behind me. I'm at 48 right now. Because this was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Arn looked at me and goes, you're kidding. I said, no. I said, I'll have 50 in the year 2025. And Arn looked at me and said, that's got to be a wrestling record.
Yeah, I think that's impressive in any facet, but especially from coming up in the wrestling business. All right, this Saturday night, live from Nassau Coliseum, Saturday night's main event returns to primetime on NBC, 8 p.m. Jesse the Body Ventura in studio. We'll take a quick break and come back with more from the governor, Jesse the Body.
The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Giveaway before we get back to our buddy Jesse the Body. It's Football Friday here on The Fan. We're giving away tickets to see the Giants in Baltimore coming up on Sunday, December 15th at MetLife. Call now. These stories are amazing. Call their number 10, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. Your chance to win. Make sure you listen again to the 2 p.m. hour for your chance to win.
You got his mic? Hold on. Yeah.
He's
my
on.
Mic on.
Yeah.
I want to know something right now. Who the heck in New York is even going to bother watching football? With these two teams you got here, What a stinkeroony.
Yeah, you're lucky you get the Vikings having a good year there, Jets.
What do you mean, always having a good year?
No, stop. Get out of here.
Hey, wait. You know what we're doing? Nobody gives us no respect. We're laying in the weeds.
Right now,
we came third down and 4 yards to go from beating Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Do they give out trophies for that, or just out of curiosity?
But I'm just saying, that was a miscalculation. If they'd have ran the ball twice, we're ahead of the line.
You guys are good.
Nobody's going to debate that. The Vikings are better than the New York football teams. Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Andre spins a Hoekstra around. Suplex right on top of him.
He's on it.
One. We get a two. That's it.
Jesse, to me, was probably my favorite memory, maybe overall, but certainly of the main event. That was called the main event, not Saturday night's main event. Of course, Jesse the Body Ventura in studio Saturday. This Saturday, live from the Nassau Coliseum, it returns. Saturday night's main event, primetime, NBC, 8 p.m. If you want to be in the building, only a few tickets remain. Check it out on Ticketmaster. Do you have recollection of that specific event, the double referees, Hogan and Andre on the main event?
Not really.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
To be perfectly honest, it comes back to me as I listen to it a little bit, you know, and then I start to place it a little. But no, I got to be honest with you. When I left pro wrestling in, I guess it was about 92, when I left WCW, got run out of there. Thank you, Hulk. And
we'll get to that.
He's fully responsible for that one. I moved on. I mean, I vaguely only remember The Rock and Stone Cold. Right. That was huge.
But your day back. I mean, you were there for me, my wheelhouse from like 87 to 92-ish, all the early WrestleManias, WrestleMania 3 through 5 specifically for me, the Survivor Series, all of those things, whether it's you and Monsoon or you and McMahon, you did all those main events, you did all those, and you really don't really have many great recollections from doing the calls of those?
Well, I have many great, but you have to remember they run together.
Yeah.
You know, and especially, we're talking 40 years.
Yeah.
And you're asking me to get specific. I mean, that's like kind of saying to a football player, you know, in the second quarter of that big game in the Super Bowl, you had that one tackle.
Oh, Hogan Andre main event, double refs. You know, that was a pretty big one there. But yes.
Well, I got to tell you.
They're all big.
That's true.
They're all big.
That clip that we just heard, I mean, that just illuminated your brilliance on the calls. And I'm going to tell you what I think was your best quality behind the mic. And yeah, you were... You had presence, you were witty, you were cocky, you were both likable and unlikable, which is almost impossible to get, and you know what I mean. And we felt this as viewers. When a heel won, especially one that we despised, you reveled. And when a babyface won, you dismissed it. And like I know, speaking for myself, that bothered me so much. It's like, this guy's, not that I needed you to be objective, but it felt like you were ganging up against us, and it came through the TV. Was that natural? Did you plan that?
Well, I'll let you in on another little secret. The first broadcast I ever did, right? They're putting me with Gorilla. Never did it before. And we're getting ready to go on, and Vince comes up to me. He goes, Jesse, here's your mindset. I said, okay, Vince, what's my mindset? He goes, simple. He said, If you believe it, it's true.
Hmm.
Which, in other words, he's saying to me, you have carte blanche.
Mm-hmm.
Say anything you want.
Ah, that's awesome.
Because if you believe it, yeah. It's true.
You mentioned your issues with Hogan. Do you still hate Hulk Hogan?
No, I've never hated him.
Oh, okay. Well, screwed you over.
I don't hate anybody.
So now let's say Hogan does return Saturday night. You guys going to be on cam together?
I doubt that.
I mean, that would
be
huge.
He ain't going to be there Saturday.
Oh, he's not going to be there Saturday?
I make sure of that.
Oh, did you really? Wow.
Is that true?
So you do hate him?
I don't know. I'm not going to answer that.
Even with not answering it, I mean, maybe to get you back in good graces with the company, was there a thing, hey, I'm not working with Hogan or anything like that?
Well, no, but you got to remember, okay, the Hogan thing with me, I don't hate him. I don't hate anybody. But you need to understand something, where I come from. And during my most, how do we say it, formative years, I was under an influence that created, for lack of better terms, in many ways, a monster. And that was when I was a Navy SEAL. I never talked about it. I don't talk about it. But we in that group, we live by a simple premise, and this will answer your question. We don't get mad, we get even.
Yeah, and Navy SEALs are the top of the top. I mean, man, oh man.
You got to understand something. They're not superhuman, but generally speaking, and I say this in generalities, if they call upon us, chances are people are going to die.
Yep. Yep.
And that's not a line from the movie, like The Running Man or The Predator. That's real life.
that's real life as it gets.
If you're calling them in,
yeah,
your chances are someone's going to die.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is, and that's the life I led for 6 years.
So can I ask you, let me follow up.
I had 17 months in Southeast Asia, 2 tours. You know what the most traumatic thing was for me? You know what I suffer from on post-traumatic stress? You're going to be surprised. I don't suffer from anything that I did or saw or anything like that. What gets me, and it just reared up on me a year ago again, what gets me is that we send children to war. And here's what I'm talking about. I was 18 years old when I enlisted in the United States Navy. I spent 1 year being trained, a whole year being trained, and I turned 19. I then did a 9-month tour to Southeast Asia, came back at 20 years old. I had been back for 5 days, and I went into my executive officer and I said, I want to go back to Vietnam right now. And he looked at me and said, you can't do that. You just got home from a deployment. Navy regulations, I can't let you do that. You got to spend 6 months out of the combat zone before you're allowed to go back in. Then he asked me the million-dollar question, what's the problem? And I said, here's the problem, sir. I said, over there I'm an adult. Here I'm a child. I can't even go up on Orange Avenue and drink a beer. I can't even vote for who sent me to Vietnam. Because 18 voting didn't come in till 72.
Yeah.
This was 71. And I said, so we sent you, what my country's telling me today is I'm a child. I am no longer a child. I am a man. And I want to be treated that way.
I think Hulk Hogan's lucky to be alive at this point. I mean,
you could say you might not hate him, but that's all you respect him.
This had nothing to do with Hogan.
I understood. We're just making it like that. That's as serious as it gets, and I respect that tremendously.
Hulk's about to watch his back. Yeah, he used to be a Hulk maniac. Not anymore, Mr. Body, Mr. Governor of the Body.
Backstabbing Hogan. I don't like him anymore.
I'll give you another laughing one from SEAL training.
Yeah.
One day in SEAL training, we've been there, and class 58 was my class, and we had an instructor. His name was Mother Moy. Instructor Moy, and there was another word that preceded mother, or followed it. Mm-hmm. I won't say what that
Thank
is.
Thank you. Yes, you are.
Appreciate it, buddy.
But he was known to us as Mother Moy.
Uh-huh.
And one day, one of the trainees said to Mother Moy, "Mother Moy, when do we get hand-to-hand combat?" You know, we'd been in training now for a few weeks, 5-6 weeks. We're getting salty. Moy walked by, looked over his shoulder, and I'll remember it for the rest of my life. He turned back and glared at us, and here's what he said. He said, "With a Stoner machine gun, no one should ever get that close." And he turned around and walked off.
Man.
And what I learned from that was this. We SEALs are not martial artists. We're gunfighters.
No. Yeah, man. It's tough to switch gears up on that.
Talk about the Running Man or the Predator.
You know what else I had that people don't know? I have 34 jumps out of an airplane.
Jeez.
So how come he didn't go off the top rope that much? I mean, you let Jimmy Snuka take your gimmick. What the hell's going on with that?
That's why.
Come on, I thought you could jump.
Not bad, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
I was smartened up. I went out at 10,000 feet.
Were you on the card? I'm sorry, Sally. That's funny. Were you on the card the night he went off the cage when he against Morocco from the top of the cage?
Snuka?
Yeah. Were you on the card that night?
I remember it, but I don't know if I was or not.
Got it.
I remember it.
It was sick. Yeah. Iconic.
It was a little bit before my time. Obviously, I know the history of it. Were you the first wrestler turn Hollywood? Were you before Piper?
No. Who? Hogan.
No.
Rocky was it. No.
Rocky was first.
Oh, before you? What year was Rocky? Maybe because I saw it. You were 87 with Running Man.
Hulk was in the AWA when Rocky came out.
Oh, okay. So
Vern didn't know what to do with him. That's why he came to the WWF.
So Hogan was first, and then you went. How'd you form that relationship with Arnold? Because obviously you guys were in multiple movies together.
Just being there, I got it on my own. I see what happened was... at that time, wrestling became red hot, and it became red hot in Hollywood. And so I got a phone call from an agent who wanted to know if I was interested in pursuing anything in Hollywood, and I, of course, said yes. And then I told George Scott, who was the booker, I said, "George, book me in California whenever it runs." And George looked at me and says, "Oh, you like that nice warm air from Minnesota, huh?" I said, "Yeah, George, that's why. I like the weather." No, I was going out there to hook up with an agent. So I'd be out there, I could go do what I needed to do.
Running Man was first or Predator?
No, Predator.
Okay, Predator. I just watched Running Man for
the
first time last night.
The first thing I ever did was an episode of Hunter, the TV show, with Fred Dreyer.
What network was that on? I don't even remember
that. Fred Dreyer, the football player, played a cop.
Uh-huh.
He was TV's answer to Dirty Harry.
Okay. And he worked for Jim Brown, too, in Running Man.
Yeah, in Running Man. Yeah. But anyway, what happened on Predator... I told George Scott I wanted to get booked in California whenever possible, and he thought I liked the weather. I said, I let him believe that. Yeah, George, I needed to suntan. You know, so my agent at the time, Barry Bloom, would pick me up at the airport. Well, we flew out there. He picked me up at the airport, and he said, "At 2 o'clock, you're going to meet with a friend of mine named Jackie Birch. She's casting the next Schwarzenegger film, and there's a part in there you're perfect for." And he showed me the breakdown. Sergeant Blaine, 6'4", 250-pound train killer.
Was that difficult? Sorry.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I did 10 years ago.
Well, right, but that's what I'm saying.
I read the breakout, I looked at that and said, I did that 10 years ago.
Right, but in real life. You talking about?
Yeah, but this is the movies. Right, it's so even easier.
Okay, so
shoots back.
Okay.
You don't have to carry your own ammo.
Did the Predator give you nightmares?
And the great thing about Hollywood, you never run out of bullets. and you don't have to carry them.
Listen, there's... you're obviously...
Let me finish the Birch story. So 2 o'clock, I go in. She's a little short lady. She walks up. And at the time, I had the goatee beard. I had 6 earrings, multiple colored hair. I looked as far from military. I looked like a biker, a one percenter.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked me up and down twice. Didn't even ask me. She said, let's go meet the executive producers. She walked me across the Fox lot. I met Joel Silver and Larry Gordon. They said, bleep it.
Yeah, we got it. That's
yeah,
okay.
But wait a minute. This is a script.
Yes.
Come
yes.
on.
No, it's okay. We still can't say it.
All right.
But yes, go ahead.
This stuff will put hair on your hog leg, make you a blah, blah, Tyrannosaurus just like me.
All right.
I read that. She gave me the whole script. She said, take it home, read the whole thing. Within an hour, they made me the offer. Then I had to clear, I had to call Vince.
How that
well, you got
over.
A little leverage well, in your back pocket now.
No. I'm still
sounds
working
like you do.
With him.
Okay.
I'm employed by the WWF.
Yeah.
I call Vince. Now, Barry Bloom says, do you want me to call? I said, no, because he's never dealt with an agent. He ain't even going to take the call. I said, I got to do it. I call out there, get George Scott. I tell George, George, I got to talk to Vince. It's extremely important. I'll make it fast. George comes back, says, Vince is busy. He said he can't do it. Call Barry back. I can't get hold of Vince. Barry says, you got to move. They're going to offer it to somebody else within the hour if you don't say yes. I'll call him back again. I called back again. George got on the phone. George, I've got to talk to Vince. I need just 5 minutes. Can't get through. I said, okay, George. I said, I'll tell you what then. At his convenience, don't hurry him. Don't, whenever it's available, tell him I've just been cast for the next Arnold Schwarzenegger film, and I'm accepting, and I won't be here for 8 weeks. So I hung up, called Barry Bloom back. I said, Barry, tell him I accept. Barry called. We accepted, hung up. Within 2 minutes, Vince calls.
There you go.
Oh, all of a sudden, he's not busy for Jesse Ventura's private life.
Yeah.
I get on the phone with him. Oh, Jesse, what's this about a Schwarzenegger movie? I said, yeah, I'm cast for it, and I gave the okay. I'm doing it. He said, well, you can't. Why? I need you here. Oh, Vince, tough luck. I said, I'll never get a chance to star with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can always come back to wrestling. You kidding me? I quit. If it gets to that, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. And then he says to me, is Schwarzenegger really doing it, or are they just saying they're getting it? Because
sure.
A lot of them do that. Here's what I said to Vince. I said, I think he's doing it, Vince. I got the script in front of me, and it says Predator, but it's got his name above it. Schwarzenegger, Predator.
Yeah.
I said, I don't think Arnold would let them use his name and advertise it unless he was doing it.
Well, listen, you're very physically confident, certainly more so when you were younger, but you'll, as a SEAL, you'll always have that in you ingrained. I mean, you're very verbally confident the way you speak. So I can't imagine you're intimidated very often, but what was, on the relative scale, more intimidating? You know, making sure you put on the match that you needed to put on in front of 19,763 at the Garden, or being on a set with real actors like Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone and others? I mean, what was tougher for you?
Wrestling.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, Predator, as far as... Now, we're only talking Predator here.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't acting.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do.
Yeah, I got you. But still, you have to, I got you.
Well, no, and
I got you.
They give you one-liners.
Yeah.
Action films are great.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to bleed. Jeez, who can't remember that?
Right.
You know? Hey, makes Cambodia look like Kansas. You lose it here, you're in a world of hurt.
What happened with,
How much did
Arnold turn down for Predator 2?
I won't tell you.
You have the number, though?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what, are we talking a couple million?
That had to be a couple million, at least.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about the 80s. Like, what, 10 million?
Oh, we're over that.
Like 20?
I won't say.
Between 10 and 20?
I was in the room. I won't say because that's Arnold's private business and I would never discuss
it. He's
not
listening anyway, I don't think.
Well, so what? He's still my friend.
Okay.
And
you guys still stay in touch all these years later?
Nope. But he's still my friend. No, I was sitting in the room when they came in to Arnold. We hadn't even finished Predator. And they come in there and they offered him to do Predator 2. And I heard the figure. And Arnold turned him down flat. Wasn't even a discussion. No. 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 And out the door they went.
Was your relationship with Arnold, is that what got you in Running Man after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
He asked me to. He said, in my next film, The Running Man, there's a part you're perfect for. Would you like to do it? I said, yep.
You were awesome. I just watched that last night for the first time. And obviously, it's, you know, 30 years later, whatever. What was Richard Dawson like?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked Richard. He was perfect for that role.
Yeah.
Great casting.
You guys played well off of each other.
Jackie Birch cast that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the same girl that cast Predator, cast that. But what were we at before you got me off on that?
I don't know.
We're bouncing around.
How much Arnold turned down for Predator 2?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So when the guys left, I looked at Schwarzenegger. I said, Arnold, how do you turn? I said, I was ready to raise my hand and say, hey, I'll be Blaine's brother. I'll do it for half. Bring back his brother, his twin brother. Mm. I'll do it for half. No, he turned out at the mid-80s what was an astronomical amount of money.
Like that's 20 million bucks.
I won't say.
Over 10, though.
Oh, yes. 15, we got you.
Yeah. I got to get it back to something here,
And you know what he said to me when I asked him why? How do you turn that down? We'd have never worked again.
Yeah.
We could have retired till we died.
Right, we're making that on
what
WWF.
Did he say?
Well, you know what he turned and looked at me and calmly said? Jesse, the time is not right.
It would have been right for me. Wait, I would have made it right.
Wait. Think about it. He made him wait 7 years for Terminator.
Right.
7 years till the public wanted it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you come out with a sequel right after the regular film, everybody knows it's a money ripoff. That you're doing it just to score money off the first film and everybody gets rich and goes home off a second one that ain't worth a crap.
You should text him to like rekindle your relationship and be like, hey, Arnold, I don't know if you heard.
No.
Saturday night main event, no. I'll be back.
No.
You know, like, get it, I'll be back.
No, oh. I can't do that.
Why can't you text him?
Why?
Yeah, why not? You're not buddies with him? I mean, you...
No, I'll tell you if you'll let me.
Go ahead.
Don't you have to own a cell phone?
You don't have a cell phone?
I've never owned one.
Good for you.
God bless you.
No wonder why you're so free and loose and nothing's holding down.
I've made it my life's mission.
Good for you, Jess.
I've made it my life's mission to try to live till I die without a cell phone.
Do you have email?
No.
What?
You could still call him and say, hey, did you hear about Saturday Night Main Event?
I'll
be back.
Hard line.
I think that still works.
It's a phone that sits by my easy chair where I watch TV.
Yeah.
If it rings, I answer it.
Wow. Does it have the little circles in it that you have to stick your finger in and make sure,
like the old days? It does say who's
like my grandma's.
Calling.
Right.
It tells me who's calling.
Hogan online, too, Mr. Ventura.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no. You're going to get that one.
I have never owned a cell phone.
That's amazing.
Even as governor.
Really?
Well,
I would think it's like
better. No, think a moment here.
Mm.
I got two bodyguards, state troopers, 24/7. They have them. Mm-hmm. They're natural screeners. If somebody wants me, they call governor so-and-so is on the line. Tell him I'm aware of his problem. I'm busy now. I'll call him back at 5. I'm sorry, the governor isn't available right now, but he's aware of the problem, and he will call you back at 5.
Yeah, but hold on, very Jess. Good. That's great if it's a politician. What if it's your wife saying, hey, I need milk. I forgot, I need chicken cutlets. I mean, you don't have the security around you anymore.
I have two bodyguards. She can call them.
Still? You still have them?
No.
Well, I'm talking about now. What do you do?
Hey, Jess, I bring her along.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We're happily married. 50 years. I take her with.
I was going to say, maybe no cell phone's the key to a happy marriage.
Even to the store you're taking her? You're better man than us.
No, I take her with.
How much did it hurt you to not be a part of WWE for all those years?
Not at all.
Honestly. There was no hurt. Well, so you seemed very excited to be back. You weren't like a missing piece all those years?
No. I moved on. You think being mayor and being governor didn't consume the majority of my time? I'll give you an example of moving on. I was in the governor's office, and I got a phone call. And my secretary says, it's Vince McMahon. I said, really? I said, God, I better take this one. And, he's calling me at the governor's office. So I took the call. You know what it was over?
What?
I'll tell you. Hogan had written a book. and he was on a book tour. And he was coming to Minneapolis, and he was afraid to come there because he thought I'd have him arrested.
Wow.
Yes.
And I told Vince, and here's my answer about what you just asked me.
Yeah.
I told Vince, I said, do you and him really believe that I have nothing better to do than worry about what Hulk Hogan's doing on a book tour? I said, I have far more important things to deal with than whether he comes to Minnesota or not.
Man, what a freaking egomaniac. I mean, come on.
Well, from both of them.
Yeah, right.
That he would call, and they worried I'm going to put him in jail.
Well, I don't think McMahon at that, hold on, I don't think McMahon at that point's an egomaniac. I think at that point, Hogan. McMahon's trying to protect his business. But Jesse said both of them. Hulk might be the egomaniac. How is McMahon an egomaniac there?
Well, and then again, there was a little cause for it because Hogan got in trouble in Minnesota with a sexual assault.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, years ago. I saw the police in the paper and all that. He had to do with something. He had some Hulk, pasta. He had a pasta thing at Mall of America.
We've been there.
And he came there for something and allegedly got involved with some woman who was part of the whole thing, she filed charges on him.
Yeah, all right. No, certainly not to
well,
minimum.
That's all I know about it.
I got you.
And I guess that's what they were fearful as governor I'd arrest him or something.
Got it.
I guess they don't realize that the governor's truly not a law enforcement officer.
Yeah, but you could still take it into your own hands if you had to, as we
know. No, I would have to tell a state trooper to do it.
So, Jesse, as we get ready for Saturday, and again, we'll be out there, and there's going to be all sorts of surprises, some old school, like Jimmy Hart.
And don't get mad if I don't say hi, because I'm in character.
Yeah, that's all right.
Understood.
All
right. Understood.
Just warning you guys.
Now, are you ringside, or are you at a little perch? Like,
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know yet.
I don't know. I think I'll be at a perch, like. I think they got us.
Like the old days. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay, are you... Nervous is not the right word, but when you are viewed the way you are as a broadcaster, Monsoon, it's like Summer All Madden in a lot of ways. A lot of pressure to perform. You know, it might be a little rusty, whatever. Are you nervous at all that you don't deliver? I'm not trying to put that in your head.
No.
Okay. Why? Like, why the complete confidence? Been a while.
Well, because ultimately it will fall onto the lap of the wrestlers, not me.
Yeah. But if they're not doing a good job, then it's your job to make it seem like it's more entertaining.
Right.
Right.
And I can do that.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
I'll do whatever it takes to be successful. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
It's about successful. My job is not to get me over. I'm already over.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to take this young talent and exploit it to the highest level I'm capable of doing. And if I achieve that, I think the WWE will be happy, I think I'll be happy, and I think all of us will have a lot more money.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Looking forward to it, Jesse. We're going to be there on hand. If you want to be in the building, a few tickets remain on Ticketmaster. Saturday night, live from Nassau Coliseum. Saturday night's main event returns to primetime on NBC, 8 p.m. I'm so excited about it that we're going to be there. I'm also going to DVR it so I can watch and listen to you the way that we did growing up. Mr. Jesse the Body Ventura, Governor.
I hope I'm not disappointing.
Now you won't be.
You're going to crush it.
After being here with you guys today, you know, I'm back in the groove.
There he is.
You're ready. The body is back.
He's ready.
Thank you so much for spending the time.
Thank you.
My pleasure,
the
guys.
Best,
an honor to have you in.
Awesome.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of BT and Sal. That was fun. Is this Friday already? It is Friday.
Yeah.
That's been another fun week, BT. A lot with Soto. We started the week with Soto. We closed it with Jesse, the Body Ventura, and Saturday's main event.
And we basically ignored the Jets and the Giants in between because that's where they're at this point. They're both almost unwatchable.
That's exactly
right. Thank
you,
Governor.
And thank you for
your
service.
As he rolls out. Wow.
Jesse the Body.
I mean, Hogan
better watch his back.
All right, sounds like he wants to rip him up. You know how many times he said something and his son just like, oh, I could see the face like, did dad really go in there? Thank you, guys. We'll see you Saturday. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. It's going to be great.
Picking up, we got to get Mitchell ready. We got to figure out the route, but looking forward to it.
Oh,
see you out
man.
There. All right, everybody, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Zoo, who's in for Dole. Thanks to Hoff, as always. Thanks for Jesse the Body for stopping by. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you Monday morning, 10 a.m.